Welcome to Worldview Finder.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Worldview Finder. We look at all the current events of the world today. Whether it's media, news, movies, games, songs, or celebrities, we dissect the worldview these sources have in our lives. Everything pushes a worldview, so join us as we each find our view on this week's Worldview Finder.
If we strive but fail, and the world remains armed against itself, then we've been divided. Because the hunger for peace is in the hearts of all.
Hey everybody, welcome to Worldview Finder episode 107. I'm Chris.
I'm James.
And I'm Trey.
And we are excited today because Trey is on the show with us. Trey, this is your first time, long time listener, first time guest. You've never listened to our podcast, have you? Man, we don't like you. Get out. No, Trey's one of our student ministry leaders. We spent last week at camp together. And James is doing something. James, welcome back. It's been a while since you've been on the show.
Yeah, a whole week.
Yeah. Adrienne's still gone. We don't know where she is. Then we're out next week. This summer's just been crazy, so thanks for sticking with us. Next week, I'm on vacation, so we won't do a show next week. So it's just been a crazy summer, but hopefully once August hits, we'll be back on a more consistent basis. So just real quick, yeah, last week we were at camp. James, you went to high school camp in...
Yeah, it's great.
Tennessee, what'd you do there?
You're the only 10 I see.
Thank you.
We had a church camp. It was great. A lot of students. There's like 2,000 students in a room just get on fire for Jesus. They talked about being four.
High school
students? A lot of people cried. Yeah, a lot of people cried. I teared a little and then I pulled it back in.
I eat my tears to give me strength.
I like Chuck Norris. I don't have tear ducts.
No, Chuck Norris, his tears can cure cancer. Too bad he never cries. So you were at high school camp with high school students. Trey and I were at middle school camp with 1,200 middle school students, so It was a blast. And there was one night where it stormed, and we had to stay on the first floor, like in a hallway, like because we were worried about the storm. Yeah. And if you ever want to know what, that's probably like 200 in that hallway. 200 middle school boys smells like in like a stuffy area with no airflow. Just ask Trey or I, because it was awful. So, but we made it alive. But no, it was a good week of camp. We talked about Peter and the life of Peter and how he made mistakes and all that, and how Jesus brought him through storms, and how Peter said who Jesus was, and then how Peter failed. And then how Jesus restored him. So it was good. We had a good week. A lot of fun worship. I got to dress up as a Grinch and scare children. That was a lot of fun.
Probably the best part.
Probably, that was one of my favorite parts. Also, the last night at camp, two students rolled a trash can into Trey's door, and I was there watching. Trey, it was one of those looks of, like, Trey throws the door open, like, ready to be angry and yell at kids. And then he, like, sees me, and it's just this look of, like, first he's, like, angry. Then he looks at me, and there's just, like, this look of, like, weirdness of, like, what are you doing out here? Then this look of, like, disappointment, and they realize, like, I was the one causing noise and waking him up at, like, 12:30 at night. And he just kind of, like, shook his head, closed the door. He didn't say anything. I texted him, like, I'm sorry, Trey, don't hate me. Because he had to save me earlier that night because we were cutting up glow sticks and throwing them on people. So, I get in trouble at camp. So that's why I have to have Trey there to keep me in line.
Going back next year.
Yeah, you are. You're on Trey's like in the middle of the week. He's like, can I come back next year? That's good. I want to give a shout out real quick to Breakout Evansville. Is that what I don't know what it's called. Yeah. Breakout Evansville. So these are those escape.
Not Breakout Evansville, is it?
Escape Ordinary. I don't know. Breakout. Breakout Room. So these are those things
does
like.
Does it not say on there?
I don't know.
It says Breakout on the.
It's just like Breakout. Open up the t-shirt.
Oh, good idea. Oh, there's business cards. Breakoutgames.com. Okay. But they sent me a swag bag of all this stuff, because there are those like escape rooms where you get in a room and you're like, you have 30 minutes to escape, or you get shot with tasers.
Or you die.
Yeah,
really
so
do that.
So they don't really shoot you with tasers, but they sent me some t-shirts. I got a Starbucks card. I got a mug. I had some peanuts earlier that I ate. This was the coolest thing, though. So this, if you're listening on the podcast,
like the coolest thing.
You can go to Worldview Finder on the Facebook page and watch the live stream. I'll post it up there. But it's a business card holder. But there's a maze, and you have to solve the maze to get this thing to open. It's really cool. So, like, you can't open this until you've solved the maze, and then you get stuff. I was like, that is really clever. That sold me. So if you ever...
Have you solved it?
Yeah, I solved it.
And you got... Man, that is... Because it's a breakout room.
Yeah, it's a... And
literally, they gave you a breakout room.
Free escape room right there.
So you don't even have to go to the place. So what's in there?
I don't know. A card. And I put it back because I was like, this is the coolest thing. I'm not going to read it.
Now I can't get it back
out. Now it's stuck forever. So, no, that was cool.
It's only a one-time open.
Yeah. It opens once and then it explodes. So, hey, this is episode 107 of World View Finder. Adrian's at camp or something. Luke, I don't know where Luke is because we had lunch with him and he's like, I'm going to go home and take a nap. And I said, you better not sleep through the podcast. He's like, I won't. He's probably sleeping through the podcast. So, but James, what have you been watching this past week or 2 weeks you've been out?
Well, I have been watching Spider-Man.
Homecoming!
That was pretty good. I enjoyed it. I've also been watching a show called Hunter x Hunter. It's an anime. Oh, you know it. That's right. Anime Corner.
Oh, no. That's right. Why does everybody get on the show like anime?
Because they're awesome. So I've watched probably 60-something episodes in a day. No, just kidding. It's been like...
Stay away from anime, kids.
4 days. So while I was at camp, I would watch like maybe four episodes.
So you're supposed to be hanging out with students.
No, they were asleep.
And connecting.
I just stayed up late.
So.
And I was like, I have... unlimited data, depending on where you're from. And so I watched it, and it's great. It's about a little kid who becomes a hunter.
Keep going. Get this through the segment.
He's trying to find his dad, who doesn't care anything about him. He cares more about being
like
a hunter.
Just like we don't care about this story.
Trey loves it.
What's the worldview? Like, what's it?
What do you think, Trey?
The worldview. Puts people at...
Wait, put him on the spot, James.
I'd say that generally life is viewed insignificantly by the most powerful people, the most powerful hunters on there.
Yeah.
And that humanity as a whole is just a tiny part of this great war, of the huge world that it's in.
Okay. So they put a bad spin on humanity. Okay.
Yeah. So that's what I've been watching.
All right. Trey, we've been watching or playing or listening to?
I have been, last week I was at camp. Saw Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah.
Went.
Nice.
Me too.
Also greatly enjoyed it. Spider-Man is my sister's favorite hero.
Ah. We're going to send the Spider-Man Homecoming through the Worldview Machine, so we'll talk about the Worldview of that in a little bit. But, all right, so what else have you been watching? Anything?
Other than that, I'd say Walking Dead and Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So, somebody talked about that a few weeks ago, but do you like, what's the worldview on that? Because isn't it like Agents of...
It's Agents of Hydra now.
Oh,
right?
Man.
And
Hydra always popping up.
Hydra.
It's like you cut off one head and a bunch more come up.
Right. What is that even like? And I don't know what would necessarily be the worldview of it.
What's it talk about humanity? Like, does it say, like, people are worth... saving and caring about, or does it kind of say, like, get your own way, find your own...
Well, it puts that juxtaposition of, like, S.H.I.E.L.D. being every life is worth protecting, and Hydra is, like, every life is only worth as strong as it is. So, make humanity stronger because to be able to deal with the threats outside, and S.H.I.E.L.D. is, like, protect everybody, and don't, without crossing... lives of those lines.
I think I'm with Hydra.
Yeah, of course you are. Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra, yeah.
How do you do it? What's the
best way to protect humanity?
How do we do the hand
symbol? It's the little butterfly. I don't know.
Hydra symbol?
They're Nazis.
Yeah.
They don't do the Nazi symbol. Hail Hydra.
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up right now.
It's like baseball signals. They like tap their head and like wiggle their chin.
Hail.
Okay. I also saw Spider-Man Homecoming. I saw Get Out. So Trey and I talked about this because it is. I mean, it deals a lot with racial, sort of racism, but more just like our innate tendencies to be
point out stereotypes. I think.
Yeah, to point out like racial stereotypes that we have that we may not have realized
subconscious.
Yeah, and because there's a scene at a party where like people are coming up and basically he's the only
black guy.
Yeah, there's a couple. Well, there's two others, but they're servants. So he's like the only one that's like kind of invited to the party. And so they would come up to him
and they try to relate with him.
Yeah. This one guy's like, "Do you play golf?" He's like, "Ah, a little bit." He's like, "Oh, I know Tiger Woods." He's like, "Okay, like don't like just have a normal conversation with you. You don't have to tell me about other black people that you know." And so, Trey, you obviously aren't white. So, well, the listeners probably don't know that, but what? So, like, when you watch the movie, Trey's half white. So what? Like, did you? Like, was it realistic to kind of some of the things that you maybe have felt or seen?
It is not so much of things that I've experienced from the company that I have. It's.
Well, good. That's present company included. Hopefully, like
present company included. Hopefully. Yeah.
James says a lot of racist
things. Racial.
Yeah, we talked about that. The difference between racism, right, being racist, and being racial.
But yeah, I think it did portray a lot of things that you don't think about, but seeing it from a third person perspective of the trying to relate to them by black involved things.
Yeah,
and as someone that like. Being black or being half black,
yeah,
it's not a core part of my identity. So I don't think of that first when I think of myself, but being a part of it, I've never been so much into things typical stereotypical of black culture.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what I like when I watch it, because I'm like, oh, like some of those things, I'm like, I didn't even think about that. And my wife brought up an article that Oprah had put out, but they took like. Typical thoughts that people have about certain races, and said like they switched the role. So they showed like a bunch of Asian women at a nail parlor where like white women were doing their nails. And you're like, okay, that like yeah, that's their typical. And then it showed a Hispanic lady like on the phone while like she was like holding her hand up to this white servant that was like cleaning her house or something. Like, don't talk to me right now, I'm on the phone. And so they kind of reversed some of the roles that you typically. Think of like, oh yeah, these type of people do this. And so when I was watching that movie, I'm like, oh, there's things that like are innate in me, and I think in people in general, that we don't even like think about it until like stuff like that brings it up. So this movie is rated R. It is a very suspenseful movie. It's just kind of this dread builds like the whole movie. It is a little violent towards the end, but yeah, the language is bad. There's no nudity or anything like that, but it was just an interesting like take on race. So I enjoyed it quite a bit. I'm not recommending it, but like read the content reviews before you read it. There was one like couple lines of dialogue that I'm like, man, they could have left that out. So we were guys talking about Jeffrey Dahmer that was just over the top and out of control. So but yeah, but I appreciated the movie and just like the kind of some of the racial things that it brought up that I hadn't even thought about before. So yeah. All right. It's time for Weebles. So this week, so James, if you were or Trey, if you guys were like mad at a certain like business or person, or like how would you go about doing that?
So if I was mad,
if you're mad about, like, how would you respond?
I would run them up.
So Clint Walker says to James, "Thanks for crashing my vacation."
You're welcome, Clint.
Yeah, so
making it better.
And yeah, he said, "Welcome back, James. Thanks for crashing my vacation." So, so Clint's mad at you. You crashed his vacation. No, he was at. You guys stayed at a resort, and he was at the resort.
I was there first.
Yeah, that's true.
He showed up. I don't think he was staying at the resort.
He was just there.
I think he was just visiting. See, he's a stranger. That was my home.
Okay, so if you're mad at somebody, like how do you resolve that? Let's go with a business. Like if business made you mad, because I remember one time there was a certain business where you had a gift card there, and you got there. They wouldn't accept the gift card. It wasn't working, and you got mad.
Yeah, and what I did was I went to the store. Okay. And I bought some bottles, and I filled them with gasoline. And then I put this little cloth in it, and I lit it up. And I just
threw it at this place.
And,
James is an arson.
Yeah, that place doesn't exist anymore. So that's Clint, how I dealt with it.
Clint said he was at the water park first, and he says, "Get off my water slide." So you guys can argue about this off air. So, okay, so you torched the place. Well, that's not true. I hope.
He has no idea. Not in this state.
Yeah, I know. You went to that franchise place. Okay, so in Florida, this lady...
Well, Trey.
Trey, what would you do? Okay. I was waiting to answer, so I didn't think of anything. Okay.
Well, he was thinking long and hard. What is he actually doing?
I was waiting until James was...
Okay, all right.
But if it was a person that slighted me, I would harbor that. I wouldn't let anyone know. And I'd just slowly be counting everything that... tallying everything that they've done to wrong me over time. And then at the appropriate time, I pull out that list and show it to them, and then maybe they will correct their actions.
Whoa! You,
look!
This like, Luke, he sounds like Luke a little bit, because Luke's like, yeah, I just do something to get back at them, like, years later. Like, he'll hold a grudge for years. So you would just make a list of everything they've done wrong. He's like Santa Claus, making a list, checking it twice.
I never forget.
Yeah, just writing down the things that they've done that are naughty. So, watch out for Trey. So
I still remember somebody that's wronged me in, I think it was a church daycare, summer daycare camp in middle school.
What? So you're not one to easily forgive, goodness.
I forgive easily, I just don't forget.
Oh, yeah. Man. Okay, so...
And it brings it up to you.
This article... guess the Golden Arches has an arch enemy. This lady, customers in a parking lot of Mickey D's called the cops to report an SUV driving crazy, Lady Lake Police said. The SUV's driver, Catherine Ellen Johnson, drove across the median of a busy road, then purposely drove into the sign in front of McDonald's, according to her arrest affidavit. When asked why she did it, Johnson allegedly said she didn't like McDonald's. She also kicked a cop's thigh, records show.
Didn't like him either.
Yeah. She's like, hey, if you ever eaten McDonald's, like, yeah, I've eaten it. Why you kick me? I told you, I don't like McDonald's. So, yeah, for me, I just don't go to the place. Like, if a place makes me mad, for instance, the other day, I pumped gas at a place, and it was the slowest pumped gas.
The other day?
It was like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
So I'm pumping gas at this place, and a car pulled up, and this guy's like, is your pump going slow? I was like, yeah, my pump's going slow. He's like, it took me 30 minutes to fill up. I was like, what?
You
like,
mine wasn't going,
I, it was probably 15, 20 minutes to fill up.
Man, you guys don't have a life.
Well, because I'm like, because you already started, and by the time I drove to another gas station and filled up, it's going to be the same amount of time.
But you'll feel better by
No, I won't. They'll be like, oh, I got to be done by now. So it was probably 15 minutes. But then this other lady pulls up, and she's like pumping, and then she's like, is your pump going slow? Like, yeah, my pump's going slow. And he's like, she goes, all right. And then she stops. He's like, are you already done? Like, yeah, yours is fast as mine. She's like, no, I've only got 50 cents. I was like, what? It's been 5 minutes. So she like went somewhere else.
See, but, smart lady.
But so I'm not going back to that place. Cause I'm
which
like,
one was that?
I'm not going to say on air.
Why?
It was a gas station on
so
Morgan.
You can hold it personally, but you can't air your grievance?
Well, I don't want to say what it was because
I didn't go to that place
and like try to make it right. I didn't tell them, hey, your gas is slow.
No, you could just say it's an event that happened at this place. I'm not holding it against them.
But I'm never going there again.
That's weird.
And I wish ill upon their family.
Well, we don't know that. If they were the only gas station around, you would probably go there, even if it did take a long time.
I mean, unless it's causing public harm, if you don't want to harm them or their business.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Is it
like,
local?
That's why I didn't say. I don't know, maybe.
I mean, if it's not local, if it's corporate, you can talk about it.
Okay, well, I'm
like, if it's a marathon, I'd be like, yeah, marathon, man, they
it's just
did
me
wrong.
Me, personally, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be the guy that complains about things.
You're complaining.
Yeah, but I'm not saying what it is, just like why I didn't say the place that you got the gift card rejected, because I like that place of business, and I'm not going to do anything to harm somebody's business unless they, like, hurt me, and it just... took 20 minutes of my life away with my kids that I'm never getting back.
I mean, that's why you complained.
Yeah, but if I had, like, if it was, like, really a bad thing, like, I would have gone in and told them. Like, somebody already did tell them, though, so that's why I didn't go in, because somebody previously had...
I'm sure they figured it out. They're like, man, these people are so slow on these pumps.
Why can't
we are getting no business. Think about it. It only hurts them.
Yeah.
Because they made... $30 in an hour instead of the $300.
So I'm sure that it's better now. Maybe
it'd be even funnier if they don't realize it. It's like, why are these people out here for so long at our pumps?
Oh, well, is it down the road?
It did have a TV on it. Is
that
so,
what? Really? That one? So that's a marathon, right?
No, I don't know what it is.
No, thank you.
I don't know what it is. So
is it by UE?
But No, it's not on...
Is it in Evansville?
It's in Evansville, yes. South I'll tell you off air, but I just don't want to be that guy that complains about stuff.
Whisper it.
Mickey D's. Okay, so...
So wait, you're okay with putting down Mickey D's?
Oh, no, I'm not putting them down. I'm just saying...
Mickey D's is terrible gas, guys.
When they
gives you terrible gas.
Yeah, I know. Oh, Mickey D's gas smells the same going out as it did coming in. All right, so... But this lady, so worldview, right? Like, how you resolve conflict shows a lot about how you think about people and view the world around you. So, she doesn't like a place. She's like, I'm going to harm them. And so, don't get on this lady's bad side. She'll kick you in the thigh. Whole thigh kicker, they call her.
Yeah, but, or ram into you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the bigger deal. I mean, my thighs are pretty strong. They call, never mind. I won't tell you what they call me back in the day.
Yeah, the thigh master.
No. Okay. I mean, I did use that. That's why I got some big thighs.
This is why we need my sister on this podcast to keep
to regulate us?
To quit being idiots. All right, James, what are the top three movies this week?
The top movies were...
Oh, wait. Clint Walker says, does being a Christian change how you respond in being angry at a situation? I find myself biting tongues in situations I sometimes don't want to. So, yeah, because I think as a follower of Jesus, like if you're mad at something and somebody has done something wrong to you, then yeah, you're gonna respond differently because I'm gonna respond in love, and I wanna respond in a way that like, hey, this person did this to me. If I was in a similar situation, would I respond in the same way? Or, and so yeah, I want people to see Jesus in the way that I treat them. So. Yeah, being a Christian does change how you respond in an angry situation. Or it should. It doesn't always.
I never want to snap at somebody just because they do something to me.
Like if they knocked against your door late at night in a trash can.
Right.
At camp.
You never want to say something that you'll regret later because if you say something about a person's character, bad about their person's character.
Yeah.
At least for me, like, they're not going to forget that you have that particular feeling about you. And, like, that may not be the first thing, but they know that you don't like something about them personally.
Yeah. So, yeah, Clint says, is it more of a personality or a Christian trait? I think how you respond in is it more of a Christian trait because Jesus says, Paul said it, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. And so Clint says, which one sows itself first? The one you feed. I think, like... Yeah, what out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so if you're filling yourself with stuff that makes you angry and frustrated, and you're a follower of Jesus, like, that stuff's going to come out. But if you're like, hey, you know, I'm reading the Bible, I'm trying to be slow to speak, slow to anger, quick to listen, all that stuff, then that's what's going to come out. So yeah, I think if I'm having a bad day and I'm already, like, fed up to hear, because that happens with my kids, right? I get home, and, like, if I've had a frustrating day, then I'm like... more apt to, like, be angry towards them, even though they haven't done anything. So, but yeah. All right, moving on. James, tell us, thanks, Clint, for those comments.
Thank you, Clint.
So.
All right. So, number one was War for the Planet of the Apes.
Bum, bum, bum.
Which, I don't even like that title.
War for the...
Spider-Man was second, and then Despicable Me was third.
Which I've seen two of those three movies. I have not seen War of the Planet of the Apes. War for the Planet of the Apes. Have you guys seen that yet?
Not yet. Going to, though.
Okay.
Well, probably.
We were talking about this before the show, and Trey made a comment. Wait, what would he say? Because I wasn't listening to the whole conversation, but...
Wait, when I came in?
Yeah, Trey...
I said I was for the humans. I'm automatically for the humans. I'll always be for the humans.
Even if they're awful?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm like, you know what?
Well,
I'm
a human. What about a movie where it's a bad human versus a good human?
Well, then I'm for the good human.
Okay. But if it's a movie like Humans versus Aliens...
What is a good human, though?
Yeah, James! Answer that question. All right, but what's... Yeah. But you're cheering for the apes.
Oh, all the way.
Oh, man, what?
Trey,
look, what's-his-face says it in the previews. Obviously, he's fighting to keep humanity alive.
And what did humanity do while they were at the top? Torture the Earth? Torture animals? Destroy the environment.
Hey,
have you seen 12 Monkeys?
Look, come on, James. The plants are going to do the same exact The apes are going to do the same exact thing.
No, if you'd seen the second movie, at the beginning, they're trying to build a utopian society
where... Yeah, that doesn't ever work.
Ape doesn't kill ape. That was one of their founding rules, is like, we don't hurt each other. Huh. We're for each other.
Sounds
we're
like
we're help each other. We're going to be a family.
And then what happened?
That never works.
And then humans showed up.
Oh, lame human. Yeah.
And then the ape that was tortured by those humans can't stand those humans being close by because he thinks that they're going to betray him.
Look, we're so much more advanced than these apes.
For now. Right?
Of course.
They're already learning how to use guns and tanks.
I know, pretty soon.
Look, that's why we're creating AI.
Okay.
For technology. Nah,
All right.
I'm going to go for the humans. It doesn't matter. I'm a human. Yeah. They're humans. We're on the same side.
I think non-humans are far cooler.
For human. All right, but the opening quote was from this movie, and it says, "If we strive but fail, and the world remains armed against itself, then we've been divided, because the hunger for peace is in the hearts of all." I like that quote, because it's saying that we're innately born with something, right? And so, I don't know what the worldview, I haven't seen this movie yet, but that line, like there's something beyond us. Like there, mm-hmm. like the hunger for peace is in the hearts of all, which says like, hey, like we're supposed to live our lives in a way that brings peace, not war and chaos. And so, like, because we're followers of Jesus, like my belief is that Christ is who gives us peace. Like it says, I mean, he provides a peace that surpasses all understanding mm-hmm. in Christ Jesus, because it guards our hearts and minds. The reason is because the world's peace isn't really peaceful. Like, that's what, I mean, they tried to build this utopian society and the humans came in and messed it up. And you said, like, humans have crushed animals and done animal testing and crushed plants and all that stuff, which is true, but our original design, as God designed us, was to take care of the earth. Like, mm-hmm. it's like, hey, be fruitful, multiply, and take care of the earth. And, like, so we haven't done a great job of that. So Trey's like, hey, if monkeys ruled once before. Just kidding. He didn't say that. But, no, but that's the thing, like... Yeah, if the humans are doing a bad job, then maybe God sent smart apes with human-like qualities that just were hairier people. I don't know.
I'm not saying that.
I'm sorry, but they walk around naked.
Yeah.
Right, at least we wear clothes.
The movie's rated NC-17 for full frontal monkey nudity. Just kidding.
Well, honest. Hey, they don't know that they're naked.
Yeah. Oh, they know they're naked. All right,
they've seen the pants.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think they can figure it out. Why are you wearing clothing? First off, man, we're smart enough to put body armor on.
God,
they just
went
out there.
Clothing.
I'm sorry. I don't see how we lost the war.
All right.
I'm assuming we lose the war because there's another movie where the planet's totally taken over by apes. It's a long time ago. Is that guy?
With
what's his name? He was Moses, right?
No.
That wasn't him?
Charlton
Heston? Caesar.
No. It's the guy who's
the
in
first
Star
one.
Trek.
It's
yeah.
the very first.
He's Kirk. Captain Kirk. Yeah. William Shatner.
Yeah.
Priceline. No, these just Priceline commercials.
Great Priceline.
Darn dirty apes. Except he doesn't say apes. No, I'm kidding. All right.
I need to go back and watch that movie.
It's time
see
to turn. Oh,
is.
It's terrible.
What?
That movie's so like bad.
It's dated.
Yeah. You do see his bottom in that movie, because Angela and I were watching it.
Like, whoa!
Like,
whoa!
What? William Shatner's.
That's
boutoir.
The reason why.
All right.
Watched.
It's time to turn on the worldview machine. Thank you guys for not helping me turn on the machine. Okay, alright. Alright, son, shut up. Okay. It's the greatest part of the show. Alright, we're going to talk about Spider-Man Homecoming. Okay, for the next 15, 20 minutes.
Well, he's got to go.
Oh, okay, next 10 minutes, we're talking about Spider-Man Homecoming.
When do you have to leave?
His mom will text him, okay?
Okay. Right.
His mom texts him when it's his bedtime. All right, so.
God.
Just kidding. All right, so we're talking about the Robo Machine, Spider-Man Homecoming. So if you don't want spoilers for Spider-Man Homecoming, tune out for the next 10 minutes, 15. We'll try to.
We'll put it in the timestamp.
Okay, no, we won't. We're not that good. Okay. All right. Okay. First of all, what'd you guys think?
Fantastic. My favorite.
Probably my favorite as well.
Favorite Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Yes.
Better than the first Tobey Maguire one?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't remember.
I did like the first Spider-Man's movies, But this one, I think, is definitely a cut above.
Okay, so I think I was able to like this one better because of the first... Because I don't know the... I mean, I know a little bit. I know, like, it's bit by a radioactive spider and all that stuff. They leave all that out. Like, they leave out, like, how he became Spider-Man. They leave out Uncle Ben dying. They leave out him being a wrestler and all that, like, getting his stuff.
They just jumped right into it.
They did. And so, which I appreciated. But because I watched the first Tobey Maguire one, I have the background and knowledge. And because I watched the Andrew Garfield one, I have the background and knowledge. And because I know. He's like, all right, so Spider-Man, there's enough of his origin story out there already that you don't need it again. So I did appreciate that. But yeah, it was good. I liked the Spider-Man. He was good. Better than Spider-Man 3 when Tobey Maguire turns a weirdo.
Mm-hmm. And
emo. And
Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, Amazing Spider-Man, I just don't remember those that much. Like, they weren't that memorable. I liked them. I remember watching them and liking them.
The first one was good. I didn't watch the second one. All right,
but I felt like the dialogue, the way they did the scenes, like, it felt weird, especially when he was being Peter Parker. He just felt really weird and awkward.
And the other one?
And the Amazing Spider-Man.
Okay. But Spider-Man Homecoming, let's talk about that. So, all right, what does this portray as the means to happiness? There's a good worldview in this movie. Yeah, so
his goal was achieving to be an Avenger, an official Avenger.
Yeah.
Yeah, was that what he's...
But he wanted to do big things.
That's what he was striving for.
I would say, when's my next big mission? When's the next big mission? Yeah. And he'd do little things. He'd check in, be like, well, I did this, and this, but I want
I helped this to old do lady more. Across the street.
And she gave me a churro. So good. So I think for him, like... What portrays the means of happiness is just helping people. Like, he was like, if I can help people, but he wanted to help more because he knew he could do more because Spider-Man.
I've got all these superpowers.
Yeah.
I fought Captain America.
And he doesn't want to be held back. He's like, training wheels, what?
So, Trevor Ryan, who does our music for the show, you can check him out at Terrin, T-E-R-I-N-E, on Spotify. He said, yes, it was awesome. I said, did you like Spider-Man Homecoming? He did. He thought it was great. He commented on our video. So, so what gets in the way of that happiness?
A lot of things.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Well, let's talk about the bad guy in it. What was his means to happiness?
Providing for his family.
Yeah.
Money.
Provide for his
family. What money? It was just providing for his family. Like, and he wasn't in it to get rich.
His men and his family.
What?
His men and his family.
His men, yeah. He just wanted to be like a good business guy.
Yeah, I guess that's how it starts out. No. It's like, oh, we got an opportunity. Well, I mean, the beginning is he's got this big opportunity, but the man comes in and takes away the opportunity. Yeah. He's like, I'm just looking to take advantage of the opportunity so that, I mean, this is our big chance, guys.
Yeah. So what gets in the way of their happiness? So, Spider-Man, what gets in his way?
Tony Stark,
yeah, because he's like...
You're not ready.
The training wheel program.
You need to stay on the ground.
Yeah. And so, but I think he gets in the way of his own happiness because he's like, he's not content with where he's at and being able to help the people. He's like, because Tony Stark says, why don't you be your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man?
You know, I didn't just notice that.
What?
Good thing you listen to this show. That he gets in the way of his own happiness because he's not content with where he's at. But you could make the argument, should he be content with where he's at? Because if he knows he can do more, should he be doing more or should he... But when was he going to get trained? That's the thing. Like, the suit has all those limitations on it.
Yeah.
But, like, why didn't Tony, like, help him through those things? Like, that's what, like, is he making him...
Maybe he wants him to get... Or to be content where he's at. To see where he's at and where he needs to grow before...
But Tony Stark is not the best teacher. Let's be honest.
He even says that.
It's like, gosh, I said I'm like my father.
But that line where he takes away the suit and says, he goes, but I'm nothing without the suit. He's like, if you're nothing without the suit, then you
shouldn't have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a great line because Iron Man is nothing without his suit.
Hilarious.
but he does, I think in Iron Man 3, he's like, I am Iron Man. I'm like, this suit's Iron Man, but I am the Iron Man.
Yeah.
That's true. But yeah, so I really like the dialogue between Tony and Spider-Man. So gets away of his happiness. Yeah, himself. Yeah, Tony Stark when he takes away the suit. But yeah, just being put in a box.
Yeah.
Like whatever. But I think but he's like, I could do more. But when he tries to do more, he always messes it up. Yeah. Oh man, he messes it up. So he
doesn't mess it up.
Oh, that ship scene where he, like, where he cuts the ship in half?
He didn't cut the ship in half.
It was because of what he did, though. Yeah. If he wouldn't have been there, like if he wouldn't have tied that gun up like he did, it would have exploded and cut the ship in half.
I mean, it was shooting off, though.
They shouldn't have had the guns.
You're right, but he, because he's like,
he tried almost to, saved the day. He almost. Was 97%.
99, yeah,
like 97.
Close only counts in horseshoes and nuclear strikes.
And hand grenades. And nuclear strikes. So, and then for Spider-Man gets in the way of bad guy's happiness. I forgot his name, the crow.
Vulture.
Vulture. So.
He does. He just keeps on getting in the way. All right. That guy would have been doing great.
Do they portray good as evil? Or good as good and evil as evil?
I'd say so.
Yeah.
Well, except for the bad guy, because they're kind of like...
He comes in the picture and you don't see him as bad. Well, he's got his family.
Yeah. They're not saying that what he's doing is good. They're saying that there's a reason that he feels justified in doing bad. And that's, I think that's a different thing when... Because if you can understand why they got there, so even when they do... get punished for the bad that they've done. You feel bad about it, but you also see that there's a system that put them there.
Okay.
They felt that was the choices they needed to make.
And you don't feel... He's not as bad, even though you're like, well, he kills people and stuff. But he really doesn't. He's not as bad.
Oh, I thought that was the anti-gravity gun.
Yeah. He killed that guy, and that's the only person. But then you're like, okay, he wants to kill Spider-Man. But then... it shows the connection of his family, and you're like, okay, I don't want him to suffer as much because there are some good people around him, and they'll suffer if they see him suffer. So maybe he can be really rehabilitated. And you see that at the end.
Because I don't think he set out to be a villain. Like, he just was
doing
bad. I mean, he makes really bad guns.
I mean,
in that suit.
He strived to steal things as cleanly as possible. But his product was a danger to...
They're weapons. They're going to be used to hurt people.
Exactly.
So, all right. What was your favorite scene and why?
I think there's a lot of good ones. I think it's the combo scene of when Iron Man saves him the first time. And, like, it was remote controlled.
Oh, yeah.
And then the second time... when he's like, if you really cared, you would have been here, and then it opens up.
Tony Stark is there. Man, there was a lot of good humor in this. Was Captain America,
the interrogation. The interrogation.
Oh, my favorite scene. The interrogation scene. Where was he? It's like, I heard you the other night. You're a girl. It's like, I'm not a girl. I'm just a high school dude. Like, oh, so good.
They did play the high school role pretty well. Yeah. He's like, oh, he's realistically a high school student. Because he is. He's, what, a sophomore?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And here's a senior that he likes. And,
They
he's
said,
awkward. He's clumsy. He's immature.
Well, that's what they said. They wanted to make a movie where... like, the character felt like this is the choices a high schooler would make. And so you kind of see that, like, at the party scene where he's, like, torn between, like, helping or doing whatever, and then he, like, totally botches that up and all that stuff.
And, you know, I think that's the whole thing with kind of the high school mentality is, like, I'm mature now. I should be able to do more than where I'm currently at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to answer. Oh, yeah. You breathed in. What was your favorite scene?
Sorry, I didn't know it was a crime to breathe.
No, do you have a favorite scene?
I mean, it is that ship scene. Just, you know, you're like, oh, how cool. And then the suit. And then he fails.
Yeah. I really liked the suit AI.
Let's see, I say, like, when his friend found out that he's Superman, or Spider-Man, when he crawls in on the ceiling, he doesn't realize his friend's been there, like, the whole time, and then his, like, your friend's making this Death Star, and he just drops it, and it just shatters on the ground.
Chris is the friend.
Oh, come on, because I'm fat.
Does it like the Death Star?
Yeah, every week I'm talking about how much I love the Death Star.
You love Star Wars.
That's no moon. That's a death ball.
I always say that the Empire would be great without the Sith ruling it.
Well, you again. And monkeys ruling the Sith. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so what is the worldview of this?
Well, can I go?
Yeah.
Go ahead. So he goes, he turns down the suit.
The very
end.
At the end. Here's a super suit. It's even better than his other suit. And he turns it down because he says, I just want to be your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
I'm not ready realizes. For
this. He became content with who he was.
He's like, I can do good where I'm at, and maybe when I'm not ready, I realize I'm not ready. Let me just be a teenager. Let me just, you know, let me live in the present. Let me not rush it. And let me make a difference where I'm at. And I felt like that was the message at the end.
That was a great... Okay, this is super spoilers. That was a great scene because he's like, that was a test, right? Did I pass? And they're like, yeah, passed and stuff. And like, I did. I thought that. I was like, oh, it's a test. And then and he's like, okay, well, we can tell the press. And so wait, that line, did Pepper ring, Potts right? say, I've got something better? Or did she say, think of something better?
Oh, she's like... I can think of something better than that.
Yeah, so what is it? So what did she tell the press?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
So, like, what was better than her getting proposed to by totally Iron Man? I know. So she's like, I can think of something better. You're like, what?
Again?
Yeah. So at the end,
where
like,
does this take place
they
at?
They have a lot of stuff in that plane.
Well, on that plane?
Yeah.
The whole movie was really, because it's a Sony movie, right? Yeah. But it really played in. Yeah, it is.
It's not.
Yeah.
Well, it's Sony and Marvel, but it's Sony produced. It's not
okay.
Disney.
No, it's not. Okay.
So it's Sony's got the franchise, and I guess they worked closer to Marvel because they're using it in the Avengers too. It's like swapping. So it's very. It did. It felt like a Marvel movie more than a Sony movie. So that was. But they played it real like all the pieces into the movie.
Yeah. It was so good. I'm so excited.
Except for the ending scene. That was funny.
Oh, the very
Captain America.
Captain America.
Probably. Okay.
He was like the best in the cameos.
So if you're watching this, or if you're listening to this podcast and you haven't seen the movie,
go watch
which
it.
You definitely should have watched it before we talked about this.
Yeah, it's ruined.
But
Spider-Man died.
Stay through the credits.
There are government mandated videos of Captain America giving advice that they have to show the kids.
They're so self-aware.
Even though he's technically a world criminal now.
Yeah, he's like, isn't he? Cause I think he's a world criminal, but I have to show these. Hannibal Buress playing the gym teacher is really funny. So, all right, last question. I added a new question to this. So what are some discussion points to help engage people in a worldview conversation? So if you've watched this movie and you're like, hey, my friends are talking about this movie. It's a popular movie right now. What's a way that you can kind of like say, hey, have you thought about this? Like what purpose does your life have? Like maybe talking to them about... Like, finding an easy conversation to talk about Jesus in the conversation. So how, for me, I think it's just, like, the purpose stuff. Like, hey, here's the purpose of life. Like, what, like, are you content with where you're at? And if you're not content, like, what needs to change? And how can you get better? You need to go? Almost done.
I was
okay.
Just checking.
All right. So that's how I would, like, hey, yeah, do you think you have purpose or not?
obviously,
we're live on the internet. Yeah. Okay, I love that you. Okay,
your purpose is. How do you?
I don't know what's happening. All right, so what?
I don't know.
Your purpose
is to
keep
me up.
I don't
know what you're doing.
No, I think a lot of times. In my friend groups, like, I've made a lot of friends with people that aren't believers, even though they know that I am.
Yeah.
And even though, like, I don't always realize it myself, they always consider me to be a really good guy that...
Huh. I don't see it.
What?
Like, me. You look at the wrong... But it's those impressions that I'm more content, I'm more... grounded, and take things as they come and not get caught up in emotions as much. And
that's good.
I think using it like that with the being content where you are, like knowing that good things will come, even if things now are rough. That you're saying that, well, my peace is in Jesus, because it's a promise that there's better things on the horizon.
That's good. James, do you have anything?
I mean, you both have kind of spoken to it, so contentment. And the law of the process, right? There's a process. And the process is in place for your betterment. I mean, there's a process with the suit, there's a process with everything, so don't try to jump too far ahead, because you'll miss important foundational stuff. It's not necessarily about the accomplishment. It's about the character building. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what Spider-Man kind of missed. And then he realized that. And he's like, oh, I can't just jump right into being a superhero. Yeah. I've got this other stuff that I have to learn. And so I think that's true of everybody in life, that people try to get to events instead of learning that it's about building something into who you are.
It's good. All right, I thought of this verse, Colossians 3, 23 and 24. Whatever you are doing, work at it with enthusiasm as to the Lord and not for people, because you know that you will receive your inheritance from the Lord as a reward. Serve the Lord Christ. And so I know Spider-Man wasn't serving Jesus, but like kind of at the end when he's like, oh, okay, I'm going to now just serve the people that are around me, I kind of see it as like, hey, he's doing this work, and like for us, like, hey, where are you right now? And you can be doing work for the Lord no matter what you're doing. Even if you feel like, oh, I should be doing something else or something different. Well, right now, what are you doing? And that's kind of what that verse, like, whatever you're doing, work it out with enthusiasm as to the Lord, not for people. And so that's where his contentment comes from when Paul wrote this. So that's why I feel like that was a good thing. So, all right, let's power off the machine. All right, we're done with that conversation. So join us back on the thing. All right, we'll wrap this up. So what are you guys looking forward to?
Dunkirk.
It's got a 21%?
97.
You're way off. 20. I was way off. 97% on Rotten Tomatoes, so it's doing good. You hadn't heard of this movie?
No. I've heard of it. I've just never seen anything about it.
It's Christopher Nolan's next movie, which is an interesting one. This is the last one. What did he do before this?
Deadpool.
Christopher Nolan?
No.
What?
I'm thinking of Interstellar. I'm thinking of someone else.
Interstellar, yeah, that's right, Interstellar. So, Christopher Nolan did the Batman trilogy. He did, Interstellar, the movie at the top. What's that movie? Inception.
Yeah.
All those movies. The old top movie, you know?
The movie with the top.
The dreams.
That's the one we remember.
DreamWorks, yeah. So, Dunkirk, but this is a war movie. This is a non-fiction story, right? This is like an actual thing that happened, and so I'm interested to see his take on it. It looks pretty good. I watched like a little featurette about it, and it said like they got young actors. He's like, we wanted people that were the ages of the people that would have been in this battle. And so and then one of the guys was like, yeah, the set was, he's like, you didn't really feel like you were acting because you were, he's like, you're there on the beach, they filmed it on location. He's like, there's like bombs going off, there's planes flying overhead, there's all this stuff happening, there's a siren going off, and he's like, you're just running and you're just trying to like stay alive. And he said, so he's like, so it feels a lot more realistic than like, he's like, yeah, I didn't feel like I was acting, I just felt like I was like, how do I get out of the situation? So like, oh, this is great. So I'm excited to see that movie. I always love, because there's like all these things about World War One and Two that like you don't know about until they show these movies, right? And you're like, I didn't even know that. This is a great story, a great heroic event. And so yeah, I'm excited about that movie. That's what I'm looking forward to as well. Trey, nobody's looking forward to this, but you are.
Valerian.
I haven't even seen previews for that until like 2 weeks ago.
What is it called?
Valerian
and the 10 million moons,
the Station of 1,000 worlds.
Yeah, James, 10 million moons, get it right.
That's the second one. Sorry.
So it's the highest, the most, what was it?
The highest budget
film, the French. It's French film.
French film. So that's really
nice. So the whole movie's subtitled, right? So it's not dubbed?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's all English. Yeah. Weird, right?
So it's based on a graphic novel. You read the graphic novel?
I have not.
Luc Besson's. Okay, so I don't know. I don't know anything about this. I saw the preview. Like, this looks crazy. So I don't know how it's going to be. It looked a little bit like Avatar.
A little bit. The visuals, I think, are really cool.
Yeah, it's huge on the visuals. That's the only thing it's got going for it.
Yeah, so did Avatar. And look out, that got a Disney ride this year. So,
yeah, but it's not getting a whole park.
Star Wars! Oh, man. Did you see the Star Wars? Okay, that's what's another thing I'm looking forward to. The Star Wars Hotel.
In
Disney World. So they're building a Star Wars park. They're building a hotel. And so you come in, and when you check in, they give you a character name. Like, you become a character in the Star Wars franchise.
So you're like, can I be Darth Vader?
Yeah, but you get missions. So they give you your missions, and, like, you have to do stuff around the park to complete missions, and you can get, like, credits to buy things and stuff. But if you do bad, like, but if you get, I think if you, like, if you're not good, then a bounty hunter comes after you. If you, like, don't, awesome. And so, like, you're being hunted by a bounty hunter while at the park.
That's really cool.
And they really kill you, though. So that's the downside of staying at the hotel. I mean, Disney wants realism. So, I just got ran through by a lightsaber. How cool is that? So I'm also looking forward to Fate of the Furious. So I have not seen that movie yet. I got it checked out from the library. I'm going to go watch it hopefully tonight because it's due back tomorrow. So Fate of the Furious.
It's a lot of fun.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Dom goes rogue. And I don't know why. So they're going to figure it out. So... All right, everybody, this has been Worldview Finder, episode 107. Joe Ellington said, sup, everyone. Sup, Joe.
Sup, Joe.
He was on the show a couple weeks ago.
And we are
we've
had a good time.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in to Worldview Finder, episode 107. Tell your friends, go to the Facebook page, Worldview Finder, and like the page, leave some comments. We'll post the video up there as well as the podcast. So share with all your friends.
Yep.
And... thanks for listening. I'm Chris.
I'm James.
I'm Trey.
We'll see you next time. Magic.
Thanks for joining us on Worldview Finder as we dove into some awesome topics. Just because we talk about a specific source or worldview does not mean we endorse them or the product. So use discernment about what you take in. Have an awesome week and see you next time.
Welcome to Worldview Finder.